Bonjour, Mitchell. How are you, mate? Morning to you.
Yeah, good boys. How you going?
How's the French?
How's the Euros, more importantly?
I've got a few things I've got to learn before I get over there, but super excited. Obviously, it's all come around over the last couple of days. Obviously, I knew it was unfolding, but I really appreciate the support from Newcastle. The understanding, that's probably a better word to use. They were really, worked. Give me the opportunity to be able to go over there. I'm really grateful.
Mitch, what was the conversation or conversations like with the Knights? And was it just about you being pretty straight up with the offer you had, where you saw your career and your body, and they respected that?
Yeah, that was pretty much exactly right. After the season, I was committed to Newcastle still. I had a year contract. I sort of slowed down after the season, and obviously the option there to go to France kept popping up. Got a good relationship with the coach over there, Steve Mack from the Roosters days, obviously Jimmy Maloney and Sammy Moore and Greg Bird, these kind of guys I've been friends with and played with over the years, that are a big part of the club over there. We're reaching out. So at the end of the day, that doesn't make your decision, but it obviously opened up a bit of a spark in me. And I at the end of the day thought about what's going to give me the most motivation for the next few years, where I can give 100%. Because if I can't give 100% somewhere, mentally and physically, I'm going to let the team down. So that's the main reason why I made the decision, and Newcastle have been great about it, and I appreciated that.
Yeah, congratulations on your career in the NRL, Mitch. You've achieved it all, mate, and you've played over 300 NRL games, and it's a special achievement to do that, because not everyone gets the chance to play one NRL game, and to play 300. It's a magnificent achievement. But I want to ask you, mate, about your body. When did you notice your body starting to slow down? Was it the start of the year? Was it mid-season? Was it the back end of the year? And how is it now, and now that you've got your mind around moving on from the Knights to going over to the English Super League and play with the Catalan Dragons, what are your expectations in the next 3 years?
Thanks, Loz. To be honest, physically the body feels pretty good. I had a few niggling injuries the last 4 years. Before, first part of my career, I just sort of, I hardly missed any games. For the first 12 years, I hardly missed a game. So I was very grateful that I was sort of obviously put together well and to be able to do that. So you're obviously going to get injuries at one point, and then to go to Newcastle and just get a few niggly injuries last year, physically the body feels good, but just that sort of stuff was frustrating for me. And then mentally I had a pretty draining year off the field. Obviously everyone heard about what happened with off-field stuff at the start of the year, and it was a tough season. I had head down, backside up to get through the year, but mentally, it took its toll on me, I can't lie. And by the end of the season, after a tough season, I weighed up the options, and then this opportunity's come up, and I just thought it's the best thing for me, the next part of my career on and off the field.
Yeah, Mitch, I was going to ask, how much of your decision comes down to, starting afresh, or peace of mind, or, I know personally the stuff off the field is harder to deal with. Well, it was for me than actual, what happens on the field. Whether you're playing good or playing bad, you can cop that criticism. But when people go digging into your personal life and speak about that, that can be really hard, not just, for you to deal with how you feel, but also you see family, you see other people get hurt. Is this move as much about, take me away for a little while, let me get myself back into a comfortable place, and play footy, but also get my life where I want to get it as well, and get a bit of privacy back?
For sure. I think, I've got pretty thick skin. It's not like what people write in the papers as such is probably what affects me more. You get used to it over the years. It's not something that would be a decision for me to go away just because of people writing stuff. It's obviously be nice to go over there, and as you spoke about, I think I'm looking forward to that. The less noise off the field for sure. But it wasn't. I would have stayed playing in the NRL just because I was getting bagged in the paper. But it was more the way last year happened. Obviously off the field with a relationship, and then just to be honest, even just the been in the same system doing the same thing for so long now. It was just, it just felt like the time was right. And it was just something that I felt inside me, and this opportunity came up. To be honest, at the start, I was committed to Nui for another year. And back end of the year, I'm not someone who just gives up and walks away. So I put a lot of thought into it, but I just knew that, you know, I want to give 100% to where I'm at. And I think something was really stimulating me about going overseas and experiencing new culture, you know, new people and a new style of footy. I'm looking forward to it.
We're talking to Mitch Pearce, and Mitch, having played alongside him now for a few years in recent times, Caelan Ponga, do you think it's inevitable that he'll move into the halves?
Yeah, I'm not sure there. You know, obviously, Caelan could no doubt play 5'8 at a point in his career with all the skills he's got and how good a player he is. But look, I really hope the club. There's obviously lots to talk about Luke Brooks. I'm a massive fan of Luke Brooks. I think he's been a really good first grader for a long time. He's played a lot of games, and he's a good halfback. But he's obviously been in a team that's up and down as well over a long period of time, and that's hard as a halfback. So. I know if he went up there around the forwards he's got up there, the way the club's moving forward, obviously making the finals, I think it'd be a really good move for him and the club. Allows Caelan to stay at fullback, but man, I'm not the coach or recruitment officer, so my opinion doesn't mean much. But I'd like to see Brooksy go up there. If not, Jake Clifford's obviously a really talented player, and there's good halves coming through up there too. So it's their time, and someone's got to step up and grab it, and that's what happens in footy. You know, clubs move forward, and I'm sure they'll be great.
Well, talking of moving forward with the Knights, then Mitch, they've made the finals the last 2 years, and you're a part of it. What do they have to do now to maybe push into the top four and challenge for a grand final?
Yeah, I think there's been a few changes up there. I know a few new people coming in and around the club. I think the attack wise, I think. You know, we've got a big defence focus up there. I think Newcastle can really, you know, tidy some things up across the board through the whole club, just around some attack stuff. So I know they're focusing on that a bit. And then I think just mentally, I think just the belief week in, week out, I think that's the difference between, you know, playing in team when I won a comp or made the grand for a couple of the grand finals in the Roosters or the really good sides I played there. I think it's a belief thing week in, week out. So I think, yeah, the club's come a long way, and I'm sure the boys to get that next step will come through.
Haven't been in touch with our mate Josh Reynolds. We had on the show last week just to give you the ins and outs of the Super League and what to expect, or anyone over there in France of what to expect.
Yeah, it's cool. You don't realise how many people are over there until you sort of will sign and then get a few people reaching out. So obviously, Josh, he's a good man. We've been good mates for a long time. So having him over there in England, got a fair few ex-teammates in England. And then obviously Jimmy Maloney's still going to be in France when I get there. And Sammy Muller's over there as well. We all three of us won a comp together. So they've been reaching out. So hopefully they look after me, who I am. And otherwise, I'll be on my own.
So, Mitch, when do you go? And if you don't go until the start of next season, how do you keep yourself fit? Have you lined up your own personal trainer? Do you just go down to the park on your own? Or have you rang up an old club or say Newcastle to see whether you can do a pre-season with them?
Yeah, so Mark wants me to get over there around Christmas. There's a few of the Aussie boys that are heading back then. But, I've always been a good trainer, so I'll stay fit. I'm going to try and get into a gym somewhere with someone that I trust, obviously, to get some a good program in. And I think at my age, it's just about keeping your fitness at a good level and trying to work on, you know, some other stuff. You know, I like doing a lot of sprint training. I think that sort of stuff's important at this age. So a bit of sprint training, keep your weights up. I wouldn't mind getting a bit of the video stuff from last year from France as well, watching a bit of the Super League, because I haven't watched a whole lot of Super League. So I'm sure the games, everyone says the game's a bit different over there, so... I'll spend a bit of time watching the way the style of the team plays as well.
Now, on the text line we've got here, hey boys, can you ask Mitch if he ever thought about joining the Tigers after his old man's career at the club? Is there a reason why he didn't? Thanks, Tiger Matt. I guess there's always a romantic notion that you would have played at the Tigers, but such is the professional era of rugby league, Mitch. But did it ever get close?
mate, when I was younger, I played at North Fry, which is the Balmain comp, when I was a young kid, and then we moved and I ended up playing different junior clubs. So never really came through as such in the Balmain comp as I was sort of getting into like the junior system. It was only when I was a younger kid. But sounds like a good story. Who knows? I might go over there and come back and play lock forward at Tigers like that. Who knows?
Hey. There you go, Clarky.
We'll take you, buddy.
Hey, Mitch, I want to ask you, mate. You spoke about, you know, you've had issues on and off the field. You've had your ups and downs like every rugby league player. But what are you most proud of in your career? And what's the greatest thing you think you've achieved?
I'm proud of I think just week in, week out, I'd like to think that I had respect for my teammates and people I played with within the club that I was playing at as a competitor. And that's something that means that I can always hold my head high with. I've played plenty of good footy over the years and just winning a comp and then the grand finals and got some good personal awards along the way. So they're things that I'm personally proud of. It obviously takes commitment and good footy to be able to achieve those things over a long period of time. But, yeah, I think the biggest thing for me that I appreciate now as I'm going away is the friendships and the respect that I have with good people. You know, that you build that. That's what you want. You want to come in as a player and get respect off your mates and your teammates, not only on the field but off the field as a good person. And that's for me. If I can walk away and know that people enjoy playing with me and training with me and being around me, that lasts a long time. So that's what I take out of the game.
Yeah, and you're not retiring from the game, but you're retiring or moving on from. but in the NRL, do you sit back and think, geez, how quick did that go?
Yeah, big time. I remember when my first preseason, Craig Wing was at the Roosters, and he was obviously one of the senior players there. I looked up to him and remember him. It was just a comment he said. I remember him saying, mate, enjoy every day, Juju, he said. He's called me Juju. Enjoy every day, Juju. It goes super quick. Like, and it was just this is a small comment, but it's true. Yeah. I remember always remembered it, and then it does. It goes so quick. One year obviously rolls into the next, as you boys know, within the sports. And it just all seems like just rolls into one. Because you're just in routines all the time, aren't you? You know, you play, get prepared, and then you're on holidays, and you're back into it again. So, been a good life. A few more to go yet.
That's it.
I'm sure you'll have a good time over there.
Yeah.
Mate, it'll be good fun.
Do you know much about the place?
I don't know a whole lot about it. I've obviously been looking up a bit of stuff just on the internet. I haven't heard anyone say a bad word about it. So, looking forward to the new language and all the other stuff that goes with it. Can't wait.
Well, mate, we again salute everything you've achieved here in the NRL and good luck and enjoy. And your time over there at Catalans. And thanks so much for giving us your time this morning.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.